Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show. 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 Solana. Welcome to the show with the three amigos. Hot meat crowd and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts, full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca up to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, meet you the deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my Rushmore of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowd, the greatest dolphin to rock up 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Crips, so it's always about the U. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You spit the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey, show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana. Welcome to the...
Welcome to the show. It is a Thursday, and Hawk is off, but Crowder's here. I'm here. I'm Solana. Jimmy's here. What's up, Crowder?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
I want to share with everybody what Crowder brought me today.
Man, you my boy. I'm watching out for you.
Man, I am delighted. Crowder brought me my own pair. Six sizes too big, of course, but my own pair of brand new Leanings, fresh out the box.
Tags still on them. Look,
tags still on them. Yes. I mean, you met with the GOAT and Dwayne Wade, and he gave you a bunch of Leanings, and you never wore them, and you have supplied me with a brand. I mean, the soles aren't even like you. Literally, never even tried these on.
No, I'm not. Have you seen what they look like,
bro? They're fire.
I have a, you know, that old people bucket of change.
Yeah.
You have a bucket of change? You're too young.
I have a bucket of change, but it's there's like 18 quarters in there. That's it.
Okay. I have like it's a huge bucket of change. And so my kids come up and get it, and it's in my closet. So I built like a little pyramid of shoe boxes. So all the garbage-ass shoes I'm never going to wear go in the bucket of change. And those went in the bucket of change pile. Like, what was that? Almost 4 years ago, we had Dwayne Wade on the podcast. He gave me those, and I said, those are never going on my feet. And last night, I opened one of the boxes, and I was like, hey, Solana loves Li Ning, so, man, you know, I thought about you.
Disrespectful, man.
Look at those.
Miami GOAT gave you. These are fire. Look at that.
What are those? Bro, them shoes are garbage.
Bro, I'm gonna show up to Wynwood in these. Are you kidding me?
You're gonna get beat up.
I'm gonna show up. I'm gonna walk into Dirty Rabbit with these. Are you kidding me? You're
gonna get jumped by a big group of alt teenagers. I don't even know what alt means. I just like to say it.
I don't know what alt. You were asking me that day. What does alt mean? I'm like, I don't know. Edgy, like emo, punk.
My niece says it.
I'm not a size 12, by the way. So if anybody out there, I don't think I know a size 12.
Nobody in your family wears 12.
I'm the tallest one in my family.
Hey, you're adopted, ain't it?
Yeah.
No, they wouldn't pick you. They put you back if they adopted you.
Right away. All right, welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We have a lot to get to today. We are going to talk some Dolphins. We're going to talk some Miami Heat. We're going to talk a bunch of other nonsense. Before we get there, Sports Talk on WQM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started. I was joking about the GOAT being Dwayne Wade. I mean, he is the GOAT of Miami.
Yeah.
Crowder, what would you say if I told you I think Nikola Jokic is going to end up being the greatest basketball player in the history of the game when it's all said and done?
No.
You don't think
that? Come on, overjump Jordan?
Yeah, I'm not kidding. Jordan, to me, will always have the best legacy. He's always going to have the greatest legacy of all time. You can't beat what he did for the game, the way he expanded it on a global scale. Like, you can't beat any of that stuff. It'll never be replicated. It can't, because he made the NBA what it is. I get that. Plus, 6 finals appearances, 6 trophies, the way he walked off in Game 6 in Utah with the shot. Like, it's impossible to replicate it or beat it. But I'm talking about, I've always argued with you, LeBron is the best basketball player I've ever watched, better than Jordan in terms of he can do everything on the floor better than I think Michael Jordan could. And, you know, you guys disagree with that. Yeah. But I think there's a different conversation between legacy and just overall skills. I'm watching Nikola Jokic last night, and I'm saying this mother bleeping, massive, lumbering monster doesn't try, doesn't care. At least that's the way he comes off.
He plays as if he doesn't
and
care.
He's the most unstoppable human being I've ever seen on a basketball floor in my entire life.
Yeah, no, he is a anomaly like Dirk was. And he's better than Dirk. But remember Dirk, now you got this 7-footer shooting, handling all that stuff, and then Kevin Durant comes, you kind of see. I think I don't know if there's another, what is he? Yugoslavian, Serbian.
Serbian.
I don't know if there's another Serbian running around this size that can move like he does. But I think he is a unicorn, but like you say the best basketball, most skillful basketball player ever. He's a big man that can shoot and pass, but basketball skills, like.
But I know, but
it's
that's
not amazing to. It was amazing to watch Jordan.
But isn't
and
that.
Jordan doesn't do everything better. LeBron doesn't do it. Jordan's defense was 10 times better than LeBron's defense.
I don't know about
Let's just be honest.
Anyway,
we'll get away from that topic. He does things that I've never seen before, but you just say, just a pure basketball player.
Bro.
He's better than Jordan and LeBron. Now I'm on the Jordan LeBron side where you're going, Nikola Jokic is going to catch him.
I know it sounds crazy. Like, I realize what I'm saying here. A lot of people are going to say this guy's on drugs. I realize
yes.
that. But isn't everything you just said, how LeBron and Jordan could jump out the building athletically, lateral quickness, the way that they can shoot, the way that they can pass, the way, again, that they're just athletic monsters. All of that, in my opinion, proves that what Jokic is doing on a nightly basis is even more unbelievable, because he's not this, like, unbelievably athletic, jump-out-the-building guy. You don't look at him and say, uh-oh, that guy's going to cook you for 30, 15, 33, 16, and 15 last night. And mind you, I mean, if you had to draw up the worst-case scenario for the Miami Heat, it's Keyshawn Johnson having to go out there and guard. I mean, what do you think Spo's thinking? And I know, you know, today was a very brutal day for Eric Spoelstra. We'll get to that in a second.
Crazy.
But what do you think he's thinking on the bench when he's got to say, oh, I got to go. Bam gets hurt in the first quarter. I got to play Keyshawn Johnson on the Joker for a quarter and a half. Like, his mind must have just been numb from how ridiculous that sounds. But
red alert. We got trouble.
So today, you know, I wake up early in the morning. I'm driving to the gym, and I had a couple text messages already, stories to Eric Spoelstra's house. That's reportedly crazy. Being burned down, and it's been confirmed now. I think by now everybody's seen the pictures, the videos. Just gut wrenching, man. Like, you're away for 10 days. You fly in at 5 a.m. You land, and the first call you get is from Miami-Dade Fire Department that your house is up in flames. You get there, it's gone. I mean,
yeah. Another thing, nobody's in there.
Oh, you know,
there was no fatalities, nobody harmed.
Nobody was inside the house, thank God. Nobody was harmed, thank God. Yeah, I mean, for sure. Like, that's always the silver lining or the bright spot.
I'm not saying it's great. It's, nobody. Don't worry about it. It sucked. Like, all his – I don't know if his rings were in there. I don't know if his trophies were in there. I don't know what was in that house. Because that wasn't a little fire in the kitchen. That house burned to the ground.
No, it's gone.
So he lost all his valuables, everything. I go, like, Tyreek's the same way. My first thing is one of these babies hurt? You know, as his kids, or his kids home, or the nanny's there? Like, was he getting babysit? I didn't know what was going on. Material things can be replaced, but it does suck to have your whole house burned
down. But it's just like, I'm with you. I mean, I saw a lot of people doing that on social media. Like, oh, you know, he just got paid very well.
Yeah, you can,
like,
buy as much as you want.
Okay, yeah, but that doesn't matter. I mean, that's your house, right? Yeah. I mean, if my house burned down, not that I make what Eric Spoelstra made, but sure, I can replace my PlayStation and all that stuff. But regardless, I mean, he moves in there. That's where his kids have been living for the past couple of years. You talked about all the memorabilia. Like, think about, this guy has one of the most storied legacies as an NBA head coach in the history of the game. Mm-hmm. Think of all the people he's crossed paths with, taken pictures with, signed stuff, whatever, man. I don't know, like, everything. Yeah. And it's sitting there in a box somewhere, and it's gone.
Melted. And he can get that. And I know somebody, I saw it on some social media. Yeah. He could get all that remade. You don't think the NBA is going to hear this story and say, anything you lost in that fire, we will replicate it for you. I mean, we'll give you the rings from the big three. We'll give you the rings from Shaq and D-Wade. Yes, he can – material things. But the headache of doing all that, and then I hope it was no malice behind it. I hope it was a wire or something like that. I hope no damn idiot out there knew it was Eric Spoelstra's house, because that's the first thing went in my mind, because I'm just I watch a lot of TV.
Yeah.
We're talking yesterday. I'm a movie guy.
You're a big, like, Netflix conspiracy movie.
I like conspiracy.
All these drama shows where there's, like, a serial killer involved somehow.
Oh, Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah.
You know, they put them all together now on Netflix. Remember old Unsolved Mysteries?
They have series now,
They
Crowder?
Have a series
no
of
way.
Unsolved Mysteries.
No way,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man, it's crazy stuff going on in Wisconsin, man. All kind of cows getting flipped over. It's wild, but yeah. I just hope there's no conspiracy theory behind it. A wire went bad, or, you know, I don't know, a light bust. Or, I had set my house on fire when I was a kid, and that was bad, too. Even us, we had the insurance replace it. We actually, our house got nicer by me burning it down as an 8-year-old.
Huh.
Because now the insurance gives you the money. Now the roof, you get the – so, the like, I burned down two of the bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
The whole – you can't just –
oh, that's it?
You can't just cut two rooms.
That's it?
We get a brand new roof because you have to do the whole roof. Now you have to get the whole house painted because of the smoke. Now you got to get the carpet replaced. That's back when you don't even know what carpet is. When I was a kid, we had carpet.
I had carpet growing up, too. I think what you're describing, by the way, is a felony.
Allegedly. What am I supposed to say when I'm not supposed to get in trouble? No.
You can't burn down the house and say, everything was better after, though, because we got a new roof.
But we
that
did.
Insurance money kicked in.
The insurance kicked in. You have to get the carpet because of the smoke. You have to get the new paint because of the smoke. So we literally got a new interior of the house because I was trying to make a MacGyver bomb, and it went wrong on me.
Is that what you were trying to do? That's it? That's all you were trying to do?
MacGyver, man. MacGyver was what's the little boy's Scientology name on that movie?
Uh-huh.
Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise.
Mission Impossible?
Yeah.
MacGyver was Mission Impossible before him.
I've never seen a MacGyver movie or show. I've never seen a Mission Impossible movie my entire life.
You haven't seen Mission Impossible?
I have never seen Mission Impossible.
You're missing out, son.
Yeah, I
don't
know.
Even people, like Tom Cruise,
people
but
swear
Mission
by
Impossible
those movies, but people swear by those movies, but I've never seen them.
If you decide to take your mission.
We have a pair of Heat tickets we're giving away later today for anybody who wants to go watch the Miami Heat. the big news now, I guess I'll get into headlines. By the way, Aronde Gadsden's going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour. Omar Kelly's going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. The reason I'm bringing on Omar, and I'll dive into it a little bit deeper later on in the show, but we had this conversation with Zach Gelb yesterday. And Zach Gelb, I asked him, and we had talked about it, Crowder, will there be any interest in Tua come the offseason? Like, what does he have to do to garner interest for perhaps the Dolphins to move on from him? And Zach Gelb said it'll be virtually impossible. So I chopped up the video I posted on Instagram or Facebook, social media. And the first comment on Facebook was like, Omar says there's going to be plenty of interest. Why don't you bring him on to talk about it? You guys are biased. And I'm like, okay, bitch. Guess what I have? I have Omar Kelly's number. So Omar Kelly's going to join us to talk about it. Because no joke, like I read that comment and I'm like, well, first of all, if you know Omar saying it, then what does he need to come on our show to talk about it for? Like, you've clearly read whatever his comment is. Like, okay, he's put it out there in the ether. But, okay, like, D-bag, fine. We'll bring Omar on and we'll talk about it.
It's to say it to their face person.
Yeah.
Like, and then you say, okay. Like, okay. I do that all the time. I bet you want to say it to his face. Yeah, I would. Why wouldn't I? Yeah. Like, what's going to happen?
Okay. All right. We'll bring on Omar. But also today there's Dolphins players talking. We're going to have some sound coming our way. And I just want to get the overall vibe check from Omar about how things are inside the locker room. Because, Crowder, I don't know, man. You can say whatever you want. You played for the Dolphins when, you know, it was similar times. They were 1-15. You're 1-15 team. I can't imagine going into that locker room every day at 1-10, 1-11. The vibes were, like, great. Going into work.
Vibes are terrible. And it's very similar. Y'all brought this up, and I didn't even think about, you know, I'm thinking more record. And I think about more like how I tell the story. Me and Ronnie Brown used to go to Ale House every Wednesday. Like, the first we come out to practice Wednesday, leave, go to Ale House. Go over there, you know, watch TV, mess around. We knew everybody in there. That 07, that was 07 year, 1-15, at like, what was it, 0-8, 0-9? We didn't even want to, like, and nobody was, like, trying to beat us up or yell at us. We just didn't even want to be seen in the city. So I was thinking about it from that angle. But people start asking me about, like, losing, them losing hope or the voice getting lost in Mike McDaniel. Cam Cameron's voice got lost in camp. So Mike's doing better than him. Mike's been around now. What is it, fourth year?
Yeah, fourth year.
So Mike's been around, so the guys are kind of used to his voice. He has shown some success 2 years ago. We always got to go back to 2023, which is crazy. But he has shown some success. He's shown big scoring games and all that. So I think he's gained some respect from the guys. But sitting where they are now, losing the way they're losing, and it's not the ass-kicking games. It's not the Colts and who the hell they just got beat by? Oh, the Browns, the Colts. Yeah, it's not those games. It's the Charger game. It's those close victories where you just see. And then the penalties and then the limited play calling, the uncreative offense where you would start, I wouldn't say ignoring him, but I think somebody said it best. You might start zoning out Mike McDaniel. And that's bad because we just flat out didn't listen to Cam. But I believe they might start zoning out Mike McDaniel. Come on, guys, it's just 1-0 this week. You can't say let's go 1-0 this week over and over and over and over again for 17 weeks.
Yeah, I mean it worked against the Falcons, I guess, because they got blown out. They rallied around him. I don't know, but does it work after the trade deadline when you have reports of Tua being benched, the GM is fired, everybody knows that this era is come and gone? I don't know. I mean, it could go a couple different ways. We talked about it where guys are playing for themselves, but they all kind of rally around that. Like, hey, let's prove we got to be here. Or it's like, I'm not going to be here next year. Who cares? Who cares what happens this season? Who cares what happens with this coach?
These little social media babies, every team, they're watching every team. They're looking online and Twitter, TikTok, and all that stuff. They do it. I know they do it. Even ESPN, after the Ravens game, the next morning, should Mike McDaniels be fired as a headline? Is Chris Greer's scapegoat the headline? Is he on the downhill slide? Like, all the Dolphin headlines nationally are negative. Name something positive has come out of this Dolphin camp in the last month or so. So those guys are seeing that. They're seeing the GM get fired. It's not even writing on the wall. The damn writing's on the tablet in front of you. You know what's happening at this venture. So that'll be the thing where I don't think Mike McDaniel, and even that, let's be honest, you just said I was gonna just let it slide. It's not you. Do you think they rallied around Mike McDaniel to beat Atlanta?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Or was Kirk Cousins garbage? And they said, oh, we got us a duck. Because they couldn't score no damn
yeah,
points.
Yeah, but I still
Drake London was out.
I still think I'm with you there. Kirk Cousins. I mean, what would you say? He's ass or whatever it is.
Booty.
He's booty.
I tried to get a little more G-rated. He's booty.
He's booty. Kirk Cousins booty. Fine, bro. They came out. They ran the ball well. They had the 6 offensive linemen. They changed up their scheme. Yeah. So if I'm gonna jump on the show after they lose to the Browns and rip Mike McDaniel up and down and say this is embarrassing, he should be fired. The scheme was brutal. Tua's looked worse than ever under his watch. If we're going to say all those things, I'm going to give the dude credit when clearly he changed his approach and it worked to beat a team that beat the Bills 2 weeks prior. Yeah. I'm not saying it changes anything about his tenure here long term, but for that specific week, like, I give him credit for somehow keeping the group together and figuring out how to go win a football game.
And the thing, because like you said, we always ask what's the tone around the building, how the players looking, and all. When you're on a team that has a chance to make a playoff, you're playing for something big. You're coming in the facility to get better, to go whoop some like the Bills this week. Man, we gotta beat the Bills. Now we're sitting at 5-4. Now we're, you know what I'm saying? So you start doing the math in your head. Everybody did it. When there's no chance to make the playoffs, there's no chance to do anything. You see what's happening with the organization. Like I said, you're coming to put good stuff on that film for the remainder of your career. but you're not doing extra film study. It's human nature. You're not coming in at 5 a.m. to work out. I'm going to jump in to work out with you. You know, like, I'm going to get me an extra hour of sleep. Like, there's no big – there is right now. What carrot – I put it this way, Solana. This is my question. I'm asking Omar this. Mm-hmm. What carrot are these 60 guys, practice squad and all, what carrot are they chasing? What's the carrot in front of the Miami Dolphins right now?
I don't know.
But, like, what's my end goal? Coach, genuinely, like, I'm sitting in front of my coach. Tell me – what my goal is for the end of this season.
The fact that you're on a contract and you have a job.
So now I'm playing for myself again.
Yeah, you're playing
for yourself. I'm playing
for money. For sure.
And nobody wants to hear that. Playing for money. When I say it all the time that I play for money, oh, well, that's why you want a Pro Bowl, blah, 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 blah. Now you want these guys to play for money because if you don't have that goal, you're sitting, it's a bunch, and it's not just Dolphins, damn Saints are garbage. It's a bunch of garbage teams in this league that aren't playing for nothing. But then what are, and now it's your team, you just tell me or let me tell me, text in, whatever. Tell me what carrot the Miami Dolphins players are chasing right now. Because I'll be honest, I was on that 07 team. There's no carrots out there. You're chasing a piece of licorice. Nobody wants licorice.
Go play for money, man. Maybe you play for money, win 10 straight, and go to the playoffs.
I got paid. I got me a little check after 07. I did.
Headline, they're brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito. Our lowest price, visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. The Panthers are in action tonight. Mention Bam. He leaves the game last night. And I don't know, man, this doesn't sound very good because Bam had the opportunity after the game. He spoke to reporters to pretty much, we'll play the audio later, to just shut down any major concerns and be like, yeah, I'll be all right. And he's like, I don't know. We'll see what the tests say tomorrow. So we're kind of just here on top of the fact that, you know, Eric Spoelstra and his house, like that entire situation's brutal. I know that's a lot more serious, but on the court, I'm very concerned about Bam Adebayo as well. No. Because I don't know if the Heat could – imagine if I told you, hey, 8 games into the season, Hero hasn't played a game yet, and now you're going to lose Bam for whatever, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. You look at the Heat's schedule coming up, it's tough. Like – crazy tough. You play the next 2 games at home against the Hornets and the Blazers back-to-back. And I know the Hornets stink, but the Blazers, all of a sudden with Thiago Splitter, are fire. Then you play the Cavs at home 2 straight times. Then you play the Knicks a home and home at New York, back at Miami. And then it's like, I forget who else, but the schedule's legit. You're playing legit conference Eastern Conference teams. Imagine not having Tyler or Bam for any of those games.
Be tough. That's when the
good night.
Are they top heavy? We don't have the best roster.
No, I mean they're
decent.
They're just balanced.
Well, not balanced.
They're balanced.
To balance to who?
They're balanced.
Chaminade Madonna's basketball team. What are you talking about? Their roster's balanced.
The Heat. In order to be successful, you saw it last night.
Everybody has to.
Everybody's got to eat. Everybody's got to play well. You have your better players, Norm, Bam, and once Tyler gets back. But like you saw it last night, they're trying to stay in this game without Bam, and they're just relying on Norman, Wiggins, and Jaime Jaquez Jr. to lead them. And nobody's ever drafted Norman, Jaime Jaquez Jr. and Andrew Wiggins and 2K as their 3 best players to win them a championship. You know, like it's just, you're not going to do it against that team.
Yeah, and it's like the Army and Navy's football teams when everybody does their job and everybody contributes and they just run this, you know, option over and over again. And then they line up against a UM or a Ohio State. And it's like, hey, we're 5 stars. You guys work hard and wake up early and, you know, do your jumping jacks. That's what it is, Salon. I don't know if you want to admit it. The Heat are more of Army than a Big 5 football team. Like
I think they're more like
they work hard. They do their. They have this new offense, and I enjoy watching them. They just don't have the guns.
You're calling the Heat the Army?
Their roster is Army. They don't have the guns to compete with those top teams.
Their roster is not Army. Their roster, I would say, their roster is
Western Kentucky.
Stop it. What are you doing? Why do you do this with the Heat players
Because
all the time?
I've seen Shaq and Wade. I watched it with my own eyes.
Right.
I'm not telling you they're Ohio State.
I'm not telling you they're Ohio State. I'm not even telling you they're Michigan. I'm not telling you they're Miami of this year. Even though if you ask Mario, Miami and SMU have the same amount of talent. I mean, did you see these comments?
Yeah.
Mario, shut up. Please, shut up.
Mario... 2 weeks ago, thought he was going to win the national championship, man. You leave Rio alone, man. Rio. Rio had a ring about 17 days
ago. Nothing tastes good to him anymore, man. His abuelita's cafecito doesn't even taste good anymore. Like, just nothing tastes good to Mario anymore. Man. He's correcting Josie, like, well, I don't know if we're more talented than it. Like, are you effing kidding me? Like, you have 3 first round picks on your roster, and one of them's a freshman.
He needs to win some games. Yeah, but they no, Solana. It's cute what they're doing now, but the lack of talent's gonna bite the heat. And with Bam gone, that's damn curtains.
Well, we'll see. He's getting an MRI today.
We don't need to see.
We'll see.
He's not playing soon.
We'll see.
If you get MRIs, you don't come out of MRI machine and jump back on the court, drop 25.
We'll see if my prayers are answered. I tapped into every single religion this morning. I went to my synagogue, and then I went to the Catholic church right next to my house, Our Lady of Lourdes. There's a mosque right near my house. I went there as well. And yesterday, talked so much about Scientology, I looked up a little bit about Scientology, and I spoke to the Scientology God too. We covered all our bases today for Bam Adebayo to be okay, for Bam to pull through here. Negative MRI today.
Better get it. They're going to play with 4 because Khalil's not getting on that court.
Bro, I want to talk to you about that later, too.
They're not getting on that court.
Spo can't stand this guy, man.
I'm good, coach. No, you're not.
Somebody texted in. I actually kind of like that 2007 team for some reason. I think you're talking about the Dolphins. Yeah, okay. Go get your head examined, guy. They won one game.
We had a little squad, though.
I mean, Greg Camarillo, legend.
We had some personalities.
You owe Greg Camarillo, right? You send him a check?
No. I'm still cool with Greg. I talked to Greg. He's like a weatherman.
No, we do this every time. He's a sports anchor in San Diego.
Oh, he looks like a weatherman.
He's not a meteorologist. I don't know why you think he's a meteorologist.
Because he looks like a weatherman. He's a little weather hairdo, little weather suit, jacket.
He's got a mic. Yeah. He's got a suit.
Greg's cool, man. Good dad. Wife's awesome.
But I'm saying you should send him a check every year, shouldn't you?
For what?
For saving you from the embarrassment of being on an 0-16 team? Single-handedly?
Well,
saved
Cleo
you.
Lemon threw that ball.
Cleo Lemon threw a duck.
Cleo Lemon.
Greg Camarillo caught that 7-yard pass and beat everybody down the field and scored the most important touchdown of my lifetime. I'm not kidding. Of my lifetime. Yes.
No, listen, that can't. That to go to 1-12, Cleo Lemon to Camarillo is the biggest touchdown you've ever seen scored in your life from a Dolphin?
The Dolphins scoring that touchdown was the most important play of my Dolphins fandom. I'm not even kidding. Dolphins fandom. What?
Beating the Jets week 17 to go to win the AFC East.
Ted Ginn returns at MetLife.
What about Ronnie and Ricky up north? Or Ronnie DeFasano in New England?
Ronnie DeFasano.
Come on now.
Couple touchdown passes. Those were fun. But Greg Camarillo keeping that Miami Dolphins team. At the time, nobody had ever gone 0-16.
Yeah, we were terrible.
You guys were going 0-16.
Yeah, we were bad.
Yeah. Keeping the Dolphins from having the only 0-16 team ever in the history of the NFL was probably the most important Dolphins memory of my lifetime.
We're sorry. As the Dolphin family, I want to apologize to you.
That's why I hate you.
Because that's sad. I know you hate me. That's why I brought you some shoes today, trying to make it better.
Panthers play tonight. They play the LA Kings at 10. Again, we have Heat tickets that we're going to give away. The Cavaliers are coming to the Kaseya Center to play the Heat November 10th, and we do have a chance for you to win a pair of tickets. We'll do that later on in the show.
I said Cleo can go. I said Cleo can't go. I was gonna leave my friend alone.
Didn't Cleo call you one day? Like, yeah. Why are you talking about me, bro?
I used him as a punchline on radio for a decade. It was the weirdest. I'd be like, nah, come on now, this dude ain't Cleo Lemon. Just because like it's a cool name, Cleo Lemon. It's a rolls off. And he was down here doing something, and he texted me. He was like, damn, bro, you just used me as a punchline. I was like, damn, Cleo, my bad.
And then instead of using Cleo, who'd you switch to? Who's been your punchline? Is it Joey Harrington?
Joey Harrington.
And then out of nowhere,
he's not going to call me.
Joey Harrington. No, but he's tweeting about how much he loves Channing Crowder.
Yeah, Joey.
It's the funniest thing ever. Crowder uses Joey Harrington as a punchline my entire radio career with him. And then there's some, I think it was the story of you crying on
Cameron Hall.
On Tamron Hall, with your stepdad's.
Yes.
Yeah. And he like quote tweets it and he's like, Channing Crowder was the most sincere teammate I ever had in the locker room. This story is so heartfelt. Meanwhile, Crowder's been using him as a punchline every day on this show.
Because we love Pep, man. Not as a quarterback. We knew Pep was washed in 06. Like, we didn't know who they brought in. But after we watched and watched a couple, you know, watched practice, we were like, damn, that's not the Cole Pepper that I saw. Throw the ball to Randy Moss and Chris Carter my whole life. And then they benched Pep already, who's our friend, who is my friend, for Joey. So you already started off hurting my friend's feelings. Then you're garbage. Like, he's Joey Harris. He wasn't going to become Joe Montana. He's Joey Harrington. We knew what Joey Harrington did at Oregon. He did it, and he came to the league and did it. Then he starts doing pregame speeches after we getting our ass whooped, and he's playing garbage. Yeah, he lost me with that. I told you we started walking out. As soon as he stand up, the coach would talk. Hey, got to go out there. You know, we got to play hard. This division game. Fellas, we have to. We'd get up and go to the bathroom. Man, we don't want to hear this bleep.
It's like Tua trying to hype up the team before Thursday night football.
Did you see that? Come on, guys. 4 hours.
90 minutes or the next 60 minutes or 4 hours.
Huh? I don't even know how long we play. Already concussed.
Your weather, it's sponsored by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit ChillZoneAC.com.
That was to have my pregame speech. That's a pregame speech.
I don't know. Do we still have that? We got to look that up, but we have that in the archives.
This is what gets people going, gets the blood flowing.
A best of segment. Maybe we'll play that.
That's what gets the blood flowing, Solana.
I remember it took Valero half an hour to bleep out all your curse words.
That's when you got to cuss in front of people.
And the clip is 17 seconds, which is the craziest thing.
These are warriors. I think you're going to knock somebody out with, hey, fellas, come on now. Give them a tough effort. Rah, rah.
Right now in South Florida, it is it's kind of rainy. Bro, it's going to get cold into the weekend or later in the weekend and into early next week. I was watching the news today. Tuesday, it's going to be in the 40s, the low 40s in Miami. Up by you and Davey, it's probably going to be even colder.
Hmm. Yeah, that wind come off that Everglades and all. I don't like it.
I don't know about that.
I moved down here not to get the wind.
Yeah, 40, not to get the cold. 40's too much.
Yeah, that's when people not supposed to let your dog out. They'll die. Fish stop biting. What?
They stop biting?
Yeah.
Why?
Temperature change.
They got to eat, don't they?
No, they
hibernate?
Panic.
They hibernate?
How can they hibernate? They panic. Like, they're used to warm, and they're used to the little fishes go and get out the cold water, and the big fishes, they have to follow them out the cold water, and they panic. It's just terrible fishing when it's cold.
We'll continue the 2 o'clock hour in the next segment. Later on in the show, Aronde is going to join us, and Omar Kelly will join us as well. Crowder, Solana, Jimmy, take you up until 6 p.m. on the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I have a package of frozen corn dogs in my freezer right now as we speak.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back to the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show. Hawk will be back with us tomorrow. You got Dolphins coming up Sunday against the Buffalo Bills. You got the Canes playing this weekend. What happened? What'd you drink?
They got me downstairs.
You threw down 2 sushi rolls? Or you still have the other one left?
Yeah. 2 sushi rolls, and I got about a half a tuna here, sashimi.
Bro, that's like 10,000 calories. 2 sushi rolls and sashimi.
This is good fat.
That's just raw tuna?
Yeah, raw tuna.
That's been sitting there for...
I like my sushi warm.
Wow, that's disgusting.
I like warm sushi, man. I don't like the norm.
That's disgusting, man.
Now,
your insides, bro. I'm telling you, man. Your insides just must be.
This ain't gonna help because they have this beautiful can. Look at this can. Green, pink, red.
Yeah. What happened there? You didn't like the flavor?
It's kombucha with spirulina and chlorophyll in it.
What does that mean?
It's terrible. I don't know what it is, but that's not good flavor.
Chlorophyll.
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 And spirulina. Lime and apple. See, they got apple. I thought it was just sparkling apple juice. They snuck in some spirulina and chlorophyll.
I thought chlorophyll was the process that plants use to make food, to like consume carbon.
Chlorophyll has something
Am I?
You're crazy. You're close, but you just didn't.
You're right about that, about the plants.
Right?
Yeah.
That's not the process. Plants have chlorophyll, but
no,
it's the process.
I think not what I want to talk about this hour, but I'm like nine. Let me look it up. Chlorophyll.
No.
How you spell that,
Photosynthesis.
Jimmy?
K-L-O. Photosynthesis.
No.
That's what makes
photosynthesis is something completely different.
Chlorophyll is in a plant.
Chlorophyll is the name of the green pigment that plants use to make food during a process called photosynthesis.
Got you.
So it's the same thing. We're saying the same thing.
Chlorophyll is a thing. How can you put a process in my kombucha?
But that's what I'm trying to understand. So what, they get the chlorophyll from the plant and they put it in your kombucha?
With spirulina and apples and limes. And I don't like it. But I'm going to drink it because it was about $6.
The green pigment. Maybe I'll drink more chlorophyll.
I don't get this one. Get some better tasting chlorophyll.
You got all that from downstairs?
Yeah, $72.
Man, you coming back in studio has been tough for your wallet because... The Citadel, great food downstairs.
Delicious.
I eat at the USBS Burgers a lot.
Fire.
Jimmy and I got hooked up there a couple times. And next door, they have Garritos Burritos, which are insanely
delicious.
Good. That's like my spot. But, you know, it's not cheap down there.
No. You're going.
Two sushi rolls, sashimi, and chlorophyll run you $300.
$72. I just paid it. And the man going to flip the little pad over. Tip. 2022-25. Goodness gracious.
So you're telling me photosynthesis is the process of which plants turn or consume the carbon, right? Because don't they then emit the oxygen that we breathe?
Look at there, boy.
Right?
You might have went to seventh grade.
FIU, man. FIU education right there.
College?
Pause up. Pause
that was
up.
College for you?
Chemistry.
Yeah.
Or biology. I don't know. Anatomy.
Your bus had tinted windows. Anatomy.
You didn't go to class at UF.
No. That was a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
Football vocational school. Mm-hmm. We had some practicing to do.
I want to listen to some Mike McDaniel sound and some Tua Tagovailoa sound, but we're kind of running out of time here. I want to play one clip, and I'm sorry that I'm going to put everybody through Mike McDaniel's ums and uhs and just in general rambling. He might as well be talking to us about the chlorophyll, the photosynthesis, and the entire process of a plant. But listen to what he says. He's asked about, his involvement or just overall how, you know, he felt the trade deadline process went. Listen to what he had to say.
It's a good question. It was a collaboration of myself, Champ, and Brandon Shore, and utilizing the all of the minds that we have within the organization, but you know, communicating, with our ownership directly, and so, you know, our relationships are strong. We had very, very healthy conversations, and we're all in agreement for the moves and or moves we didn't make. But it was a normal trade deadline process where you are, contrary to popular belief, you generally talk about a ton, over 50% of your players that there's conversations all over the place with every team because everyone's trying to get better and seeing what competitive advantage they can get. Happy with the preparation portion of this morning for the Buffalo Bills.
Again, I apologize for all of that, but here's what I took from that. He said it was, you know, a collaboration between him, Champ Kelly, Brandon Shore, and ownership. This is the problem here. Like, Crowder, this is what's happening. I don't know for sure how much collaboration or how much input Mike McDaniel had on whether or not they should trade guys. Genuinely, I don't know. He could just be saying that, right? Like, he could just be saying it, posturing a little bit. But maybe he did. And from what we understand, Mike McDaniel and Chris Greer, like, McDaniel had a say in some of the ways that Chris Greer built the roster, which is why he's not innocent in all of this.
He stood on the table for Tua. We heard that was fact.
But not only that, like, maybe it was Chris Greer trying to, you know, start planting some seeds to scapegoat McDaniel. But, like, he was pretty adamant. Like, yeah, Mike has, you know, been a proponent of the direction we're moving in. So I don't know for sure, but I'm going to take him at his word. I don't think Mike McDaniel would lie about that. Why is he involved in these conversations, period, if he's not going to be here long term?
I'll tell you, because Brian Flores wasn't. He didn't want to be. Think about it. Remember what do they call it? The collaboration.
No,
we need to collaborate. No, not with Mike McDaniel. You go into a meeting deciding between two players and you hear that? I don't know what you just said. Do you like the kid or not, son? Like,
I get that.
To your point, I don't know if you're saying this. I don't think that way of, okay, you want to trade Jalen Phillips? Okay, let's go to coaching. Hey, could you survive without Jalen Phillips? Oh, let's go to scouting. Hey, how do we look without Jalen Phillips? Evaluation, guys. You know, what if we don't have Jalen Phillips? Okay, now let's go to the management. Hey, Stephen Ross, do you think it'd be cool if we trade Jalen Phillips? There has to be somebody making that decision. Hey, trade deadline. We're throwing in the towel. We just fired our GM. What are we going to do? We need to get pieces. Okay, We can get rid of Jalen. He's going to ask for a lot of money next year. Okay, so go find the best deal. Done. Out the gate. We don't need to sit and have 18 meetings. He said our relationships had a healthy conversation. I don't even know what that means, our relationships had a healthy conversation. I don't want to talk to that guy if I'm trying to make a decision.
My point is, if Mike McDaniel is in these meetings, you fire Chris Greer, you promote Champ Kelly to interim GM, so that, like, the only reason Stephen Ross does that at that moment is because the trade deadline is coming up. He could have waited till Saturday, could have waited till Sunday, could have waited till Monday. The reason you fire him Friday morning after the Thursday night football game is because you have the trade deadline. You have 4 days to get somebody in, analyze the situation, and make rational decisions, right?
Yep.
Then why, if you're doing that, are you allowing Mike McDaniel to have a say in these decisions if he can't approach it? I'm not even saying it as a negative for him. He can't approach it rationally. His approach as he's coaching for his job has to be, well, no, why would you trade them? I need them to win. So that's my point here.
Yes.
None of it makes sense. What Stephen Ross is doing here, if Mike McDaniel truthfully was allowed to collaborate on who to trade, who not to trade, how the trade deadline should be approached, makes no sense. Why fire Chris Greer then if you're going to keep somebody contributing on the conversation who has an agenda? And I'm not blaming him, by the way. That's the right agenda for anybody to have, to save their ass, to save their job, to save their livelihood. But it's not the right way to approach the 4 days following the firing of a GM as you enter a total new chapter of your organization. This is why the Dolphins can't get anything right. I'm telling you, this is the problem with the Miami Dolphins. They can't do anything right. They finally make the decision that was inevitable, that was necessary, to fire Chris Greer. And then 3 days later, Mike McDaniel sitting in a meeting campaigning to keep guys that made no sense to keep at this point, at this juncture. Yeah. It's stupid.
And it's the same circle without Chris Greer here. So that collaboration, was Champ Kelly a part of the collaboration to bring in Zach Wilson? Was that the best thing for – you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, I don't know these answers. The collaboration is what Stephen Ross said he wanted. That was the push. Post Flores, he didn't want a – I don't want to say disgruntled, but just angry or tense atmosphere around his building.
More friendly, more open.
Calm and open or something. They say some phrase like that. You want that? I tell you now, I've been around Flores and McDaniel. You want calm or open? It's way more McDaniel. Flores was talking to the alumni of the Dolphins. I'm talking about Larry Little and Richmond Webb and them were there. He wasn't pleasant then. We gonna get a team where y'all respect us. And he walked the hell away. I don't know, you old ass guys. Y'all can't do nothing for me now. There's a pleasant happiness there. My thing is, it's the same chefs in the kitchen. How are you gonna change the meal?
Yeah.
Champ Kelly's been there. And I am not evaluating Champ Kelly because I let him make some moves first. McDaniel's been there. Stephen Ross has been there. I don't know what Garfinkel gets involved on the football side. Whoever else is around. All you did was pluck out Chris Greer and throw him away. It's just a pie without one piece, but the other piece is still the same.
Yeah.
Who is changing the thought? Does Champ Kelly have that much more pull now than Chris Greer has as the GM, or is it the same pie with a piece lifestyle?
It's still the same.
It's crazy.
It's a garbage cheeseburger. They just took out the American cheese. That's it. But it's still garbage cheeseburger.
Yeah. Take the cheese off a cheeseburger. It's a garbage-ass burger.
3 o'clock hours coming up next. I want to play Tua sound for Crowder. Tua talking about potentially being replaced. His comments were interesting. Aronde Gadsden joins us next. It's the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Jimmy, you know how to make a hot tea?
No, I do not.
You know the ingredients of tea?
Water.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.